Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming summer with locally grown organic blueberries, cherries, and peaches, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Stein, I know that I'm one of these people who was clearly an Asian person born in a white person's body, but I don't think I have that half as bad as you do. What kind of Chinese something are you cooking these days?
You're reminding me of an old Buddy Hackett gag that there were 14 Chinese restaurants around where he lived. The host, whoever it was, expressed surprise, and Hackett said, well, it's a Jewish neighborhood.
Right. Well, that must be our problem. Yeah. Okay, so what are you cooking?
Well, I just checked my jar of salty duck eggs. And these are eggs that are brined, you know, for about 6 or 7 weeks. And the yolks become kind of ossified and change color, and the whites become kind of cloudy, kind of milky looking. I like to use them in one of my favorite dishes, which is a Hakka home cooking dish, steamed minced pork with salty duck eggs on top. But I cracked one open, and it was still kind of yellow. The consistency was right, but it didn't have that bright, screaming orange color. Really, that
well, where are you
orange.
Getting your duck eggs, Stein?
Well, I used to get them from somebody who had ducks, but it's been years since they left. And the reason I'm making these, actually, is in the supermarket, there were some duck eggs, and I pounced on them and put them up about, it was around May 1st. So they've had plenty of time, so I can't figure out what's going on. I added some more brine. I'm going to let them sit for another week or two and see what happens.
You know, there was a time when duck eggs were very hot in restaurants. That seems to have calmed down a little, but people are still using farm-fresh eggs for a lot of things. In fact, I was at Tom Douglas's new restaurant, Tanaka-san, a couple times recently. That's actually named for Eric Tanaka, his executive chef. And I have to take you there because it's a great place for sort of the American version of wonderful Asian food. And among the many things in the small plates, the little taste that they had, were tea-smoked duck sausage. With a poppy pinch bun. So what was so funny is if you look at it right, it looks just like a Chicago Red Hot, a Chicago hot dog. But many of the dishes had fresh eggs on them, including the loco moco, which is, you know, Hawaiian dish. And I had this most
Wait a second. Before you get to that, I want to know what the loco moco is.
What the loco moco? It's, you know, beef and rice and the S&B curry gravy. That plain old canned curry. Nothing fussy with a fried egg on top.
Oh.
So I got to tell you that if you're looking for good duck eggs, or if anyone's looking for them, go to your local farmer's market. Did you ever notice that when they've run out of chicken eggs, they still have duck eggs? I do. You can't get them any fresher than that.
And you know what? I like duck eggs better than chicken eggs anyway.
Because they're bigger.
Because they're bigger. And, you know, interestingly enough, are you reading the same stuff I am about how this, you know, urban chicken farming thing is going terribly wrong for a lot of people?
Well, funny you should mention this, Stein, because on my way in to talk to you today, I heard about an accident somewhere in Washington where a chicken truck fell over and there were chickens running all over town.
I'd love to see that. DeGroote's been on me to do this, you know, to raise chickens in the backyard for years, and I'm glad I've been holding out.
I think you should do it.
Yeah, fine.
And I have a very personal reason for thinking that.
Yeah,
I want your eggs.
You want the eggs. Well, no way I'm ever going to consent to having backyard chickens. That yoke will have to be on you.
Art.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.